This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 20th day of October. Thank you. I should have said this earlier. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings. I got to make sure I don't say Saturdays, but we'll get them Saturdays back somewhat soon here. But top of each hour, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning, everybody up in Lawrenceville.
In Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Up there in a minute.
Crowded up there.
Is it really?
Man.
What they got going on up there?
Everybody keeps, moving.
Oh, they keep just moving up there,
just
huh?
Moving. It's just people in there. And every time you go through downtown, the town square, Lawrenceville, there's something new restaurant, new condos are going up, new apartments. I mean,
hey, here's a question. Has there been an Oktoberfest yet up there?
Depending on what part. I mean, everybody does.
Well,
the different ones have different festivals.
That's what I'm saying. It's Oktoberfest.
Duluth is known for Fall Festival. That's a big event. So, yeah.
All right.
That one. You know, I'm sure they have something. We need a reason for people to come out and what play some polka music and dance.
Exactly. Well, not polka music. Polka is the song. But, yeah, just that whole leader holding out and dance around. And
is that what you call it?
Lederhosen. Lederhosen.
Say that again.
Lederhosen.
Easy, man.
No, Lederhosen. That's an outfit.
Okay.
It's part of an outfit, at least. Are we pulling an audible here? Let folks know what's going on here, just to remind you. In case you can't get in front of a TV, we have got you covered as far as the Falcons game today. But let me tell you, before that, John Fricke, Joe Patrick at Northside and Markham, they're going to be there. Well, we get out of here at 9 o'clock. They'll be there from 9 until 11. And, of course, Rob Tribble will be there later on after the game at the Cigna by Hilton. Post-game, he'll be there from 6 until 7:30. But everything getting you set before the kickoff, the Seahawks, we have got for you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Okay, so anyway, this is normally when we let you know what's going on locally.
Yep.
And we're going to turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw.
Okay, we got a lot of things to go over. We got some college football to talk about and some high school football. Yes, next Saturday night is the High School Football Hall of Fame.
You get to pull your jacket out. You got to clean?
Yeah, man.
All right, ready to go.
I was ready.
A little patch there and all that.
Hey, see.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I wish I had one. You're like Dion. You know, Dion gets on people to come at him and go, man, why you want to come at me? I got a gold jacket I didn't pay for. That's his comeback.
All right. Okay, well, here's what we got. We know the final score from Georgia yesterday. Georgia with the win 30-15 over Texas. Georgia Tech, not so good. Notre Dame beats them 31-13. And, you know, this Notre Dame team, oh, by the way, they want to stay in this conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, for this playoff. And they still have tried to make up for this humiliating loss, Northern Illinois, at home.
Yeah.
And so since that time, they've been on a roll, man, not just beating people, but they're beating folk in a way to say, all right, you know, do you see us? Do you see us? Not that you, Notre Dame would ever have to worry about not being seen.
But
right?
This is a direct byproduct of them not being in a conference where it will hurt them because they can't. In other words, Northern Illinois loss,
yeah.
If they were in a conference, maybe they could ascend through it by having conference wins. I mean, do you think that's a detriment
to them
right now?
Well, I think the team
right
that's
now?
Out there, I know they've beaten a ranked team. They beat Louisville, who was ranked at the time. You know, they beat Stanford. I mean, they beat Georgia Tech. That was a good Georgia Tech team. And they still have Army and Navy on their schedule. In years past, you would say, what would that mean for them, right?
But still, really, even though they're undefeated, who have they beaten?
You know, have they beaten the teams that have been placed in front of them?
Okay.
Usually they don't come through undefeated. Maybe they still won't be by the time Notre Dame gets to them. But I think to win in a certain kind of way, they don't want to do that. Matter of fact, that's who Notre Dame has next. They got Navy coming up next.
Hmm.
So we watch to see what they do with them. But they get the win here. Haynes King out. And so Tech, first of all, didn't have their starting quarterback for the game yesterday. You figured they could do some things. They had some special teams breakdowns. if they were going to have a chance against Notre Dame, they had to go out and play their best game yesterday, and it just didn't happen for the Jackets, so they fall in that game yesterday. Georgia Southern gets a win, impressive win, 28-14. These guys have caught fire all of a sudden, and they beat James Madison. And so it's big for them to get a win. Mercer gets their first loss of the year. Samford beats them 55-35 final score. Alma mater on homecoming in Carrollton was a winner over Shorter, 41-13. Good to be back in Carrollton. And Noelle and I will talk a little bit about this at some point because, you know, she's also from the alma mater.
Well, this segment, I thought y'all were going to rub it in my face.
We'll get to it, man. Let me get some. We'll circle back. Mm-hmm. The other score. Homecoming, not so good for Clark Atlanta. They lose to Miles, 49-26 final score, Redfield and all. Morehouse falls down at Albany State. I think it was Albany State's homecoming, 52-6. Albany State wins that game. Savannah State beats up with Waters, 27-20. Fort Valley falls to South Carolina State, 30-3. And Barry, it's a winner over Swanee, 53-10. That's right. Barry's 5-1. LaGrange over Brevard, 26-21. I got Valdosta State. Valdosta State still undefeated. They're 7-0. They beat Mississippi College, 35-10. So those are college football scores from around the area. High School Football Hall of Fame, like we said, happens next week. Distinguished list, and a lot of people among them. Another group of notables.
Can you talk about that, or mention the names or the people who are nominated? Is any of that?
All of them in. I mean, I'll name some that are more contemporary, especially some guys who played for the Falcons, like Alfred Jenkins.
Alfred Jenkins, this time.
You know, Jesse Tuggle this time. Just a number of guys, you know, like that, former Georgia Tech running backs, Robert Levitt, Jerry Mays going in, and some posthumous inductions, you know, Demaryius Thomas, you know, played Georgia Tech, Frank Broyles, who a lot of people don't know. Frank Broyles went to Decatur High School, is from this area. We know him from being out at Arkansas, right? And so just a lot of people are going to be remembered. Jonathan Dwyer, Hudson Mason, Alec Ogletree, Leonard Pope. Saw some Georgia Bulldogs that are going to be going in, what they played at the high school level. You know, Kent Hill, Homer Jordan from Athens, who played for Clemson, won the national championship playing for them. Andy Spiva out of Chamblee High School. And this is just some. But that will be inducted next Saturday evening at the College Football Hall of Fame downtown. I think that there's some tickets there. I'm sure IJ would appreciate us saying there are some tickets if you want to come down and be a part of the ceremony, watch it, and get a chance to meet those Hall of Famers. It's always a good time, wonderful time to see that. Matter of fact, we were reminded of that by someone who is not in the High School Hall of Fame that, you know, was a guest for us. This past Friday night was Steve Wallace. Steve Wallace, left tackle, 49ers.
Oh, right. Okay. Right, okay. Right. Mainstay. Jeez, I forgot about
right,
him.
Right.
It's been forever.
This guy, man, and he told some stories with us Friday night that were pretty special from his time at Chamblee, just playing in, you know, in this area. He goes on to play at Auburn, and he's 17 years old. Everyone's raving about this 17-year-old at Alabama this year, but here's a guy playing an offensive line in 17 in the Alabama-Auburn game, that famous one where Bo Jackson goes over and scores against Alabama, the game that kind of like spelled the end for Bear Bryant.
Okay.
Down at the bottom of the pile, this 17-year-old who's been, I said, that's pretty impressive. You're down there doing grown man stuff. You know, the Alabama-Auburn game, and here you are at 17 down at the bottom of a pile with Bo Jackson flying over the top of you.
Bo must have been a freshman.
Yep. That was amazing for him to be a part of that. Then he goes to the 49ers, and he's the guy that kind of redefines that left tackle position, protect the blind side of, you know, Montana and Steve Young, you know, and in that West Coast offense. To hear him talk about those times and the coaches that he had a chance to be around, was exposed to, you know, that it was pretty cool talking with him.
That group of men on both sides of the ball, but mainly on the offensive side of the ball, as they ascend, they are never discussed, like the skill position players, even the D-backs. They're the only part of the most popular sport on the planet, or at least the second one, but the first one here in America, that does not get discussed. You hear about D-backs, you hear about running backs, quarterbacks from their high school through college into the pros.
And really, it's a challenge for the committee with the High School Hall of Fame, because you want to, you know, my thing is this: if you hear a quarterback or a running back that's getting a lot of yards, chances are he had an outstanding somebody on that line.
Oh, absolutely,
follow. And so to get that type of research is that's the thing that really makes it a task and work for those of us who are part of it to say, okay, here's a lineman that does it. Here's a lineman that does it. You don't always hear about a lot about their recruitment. You know, there wasn't a lot about recruitment. He ended up at Auburn, which, you know, which means he did a great job here, you know, at his high school level. So, I mean, to me, he's definitely one in the future we will see in the Georgia High School Hall of Fame.
It's like being a keyboard player in a really famous band. Can you name the keyboard player and who's ever band? Or we'll go to TV. You know, the bands that used to play on late night TV.
Yeah.
The keyboard player was always unless he was the singer.
Yeah.
Or just pick a band. That's the offensive lineman. The Rodney Dangerfields of football players. they don't get it, man. You hear about him. Jake Matthews, when he came out, he got pumped only mainly because of his family. And then he's just continued to be the stalwart there on the line, but yet you never hear his name, which I guess is good. Good. Great, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, other than when he gets injured. If you don't hear his name, offensive linemen are like umpires. You won't hear their names. That means they did their job.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But that's true. That's true. But it was great to talk to him about that. Now, Noel, is she would come back, talk a little bit about
He's waving his finger at her, get up there.
Because she wasn't able to come.
Yeah, y'all tell me why I didn't get a present today.
She wasn't able to come down to the alma mater yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice.
I'll be over here. Let me know when y'all
want
me.
Why you got there. No.
You're giving yourself the West Georgia handshake.
No, man. Because a lot of people, I saw people there from other schools that would just want to come out and hang out. That happens sometimes. At West Georgia Homecoming. So I called her. The first thing I said, you know, Noel, I'm here in the bookstore, and there ain't no books in here. I don't know the last time anybody been to a college bookstore. Is that like, Noel, is that a thing? Like all the bookstores, they don't have books in them no more?
What? Well, I was shocked myself because I was like, well, they all upstairs, Sam. You was like, ain't nothing up there with more boxes of T-shirts and hats. So I was like, well, now I'm just as confused. What are the books? They all digital now? Y'all hiding them underground in the basement? I'm confused myself. But
I'm like, what y'all running down here? Yeah, you got no books.
Nah, I see where all the refund money went. Everybody, we buy new fresh gear, okay?
Yeah, I mean that's what was going on, but
you can even get an esports jersey down there.
I guess
at the bookstore.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, esports got their own jersey.
That's amazing. But it was a good time, and shout out to everyone who went down there. A good time, and the team, and Coach Joel Taylor had a chance to meet Coach's wife.
Hey,
you know, he came out by the tailgate, said hey to everybody. So it was a good time. It was a good time.
It was a good alumni weekend, huh?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
But we miss you down there.
Y'all got your little hand things and Georgia State stuff.
I like the hat, too.
Uh-huh. See, ain't got nothing blue, new bright,
got the wolves right across and red, big block red. Yeah, I like that.
Right, nothing for your boy from Chicago. I went to Costco yesterday and bought me a cherry cheesecake I was going to share with y'all. You ain't getting damn peace. Not none of y'all.
Cherry cheesecake.
So you let me tell you that Santa's around the corner. It's coming. Your time coming.
See that?
Mm-hmm. That's me anyway. I'm Santa. I'm the one that goes.
Yeah, but yeah, but
stuff.
you know what she
well,
does now.
Well, that's
now.
All right. I just sitting here. I'm left out in the blue. Left out of the blue. I see big blue fingers over there and hand things and big blue new hats and everything. That's all right. I'll bring my old Park River Forest hat in here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Have you ever heard of Bob Kennedy? Bob Kennedy was a manager in Major League Baseball. He was the first of Charlie Finley's Oakland A's managers.
Wow.
That happened on this day. In a related story.
Would that be Oakland or Kansas City?
Oakland. He was his first. Charlie Finley didn't get him in Kansas City. He got him in Oakland.
Okay.
So Charlie Finley made him Oakland A's first manager. In a related story, the Oakland A's fired Billy Martin today. This was one of those fires. It happened on this day. And also, say a little prayer for you folks. I know I remember this down the dial. We used to do this every year. And I'm sure we will come back with maybe some Sweet Home Alabama or something like that. But, oh, no, because the ladies got their thing on, but later on. Today was the day of the plane crash. Leonard Skinner.
Oh, man.
No, we got to play something from Street Survivors. If that's the case, I got to pull something from Street Survivors.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Noel. Ronnie Van Zant, Steve, and Casey Gaines, mm-hmm. along with the road manager, Dean Kilpatrick, and a few others. perished on this day. Plane ran out of fuel, man, and hit in, I remember the town, but it was in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
They went down there. But, yeah, this was the day and night.
It was a plane Aerosmith refused to fly the week before.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, when you say that, I had heard that song, but completely forgot about it. That's a good one. Yeah, 1977, this happened. And so, anyway, Sam and Greg, we are moving into this. This second segment is going to be special this morning. Please stick around, especially if you need to get hype up and get ready for, tonight's game five. Usually we say game seven are the two best words, but a game five, when it's a best of five, mm-hmm. and it ends the season for the WNBA, given the spotlight and the season that this league has had, yeah, these two ladies are going to do it upright. They're going to recap the season and get you set for game five. Coming up next, Sayla Thomas and our own Noel White will be getting you ready for tonight's matchup. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 20th day of October. I just feel like, you know, with this song going and knowing what we're going to be talking about, we should turn things over to our producer and just let her run this segment.
Okay.
Because it's going to be her and Sayla, and she, you know. So, Noel, when you're ready, you just come on in here, and you introduce your partner, because it's not really a guest. Well, it could be a guest for her, but they're going to really be going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, now.
You ready to go get some coffee and turn things over to the ladies?
No, I want
to
hear this.
I want to hear it, too. That's what I'm saying. Get some coffee and enjoy this.
Sit back and enjoy.
Anyway, we're going to talk, like I said, later on. Falcons after getting ready for today's matchup. Got some F1 and NASCAR going on. But right now, we want to take some time and talk about what's going on later today. Game five, the end of the WNBA season, a season that has just what's the best way to capitalize it? Well, you know what? Ooh. I think, Sam, the best way to capitalize it is let these two ladies do it,
yeah.
who have followed it from jump. Yeah. But it has been a very special season. So we thought we would give the floor to not only Noel, but bringing in Sayla Thomas and let the two do the recap. So, how are you guys going to work this out, Noel?
All right. Well, first of all, good morning, Sayla. How we doing?
Good morning. I'm amazing. How are y'all?
You amazing before the sun come up, man.
Yes.
You.
Yes.
Okay, so me and Sayla are going to review the WNBA season. We're going to head us into game five today, and we're going to talk about some of the highlight pinpoint moments and maybe a little unrivaled. So, Sayla, break down the season for us. Take it away.
All right. So, after the end of 40 games, the New York Liberty won 32 and lost 8. So, they are first in the Eastern Conference. And also will be playing tonight in our finals. The Minnesota Lynx won 30, lost 10, first in the Western Conference. That is who the Liberty will be facing off against tonight. The Connecticut Sun finished second in the Eastern Conference with 28 won games, 12 loss. The Las Vegas Aces ended second in the Western Conference by winning 27 and losing 13. The Seattle Storm ended third in the Western Conference after 25 wins. The Fever ended third in the Eastern Conference after 20 wins. The Phoenix Mercury ended fourth in the Western Conference after 19 wins and 21 losses. And our own Atlanta Dream ended fourth in the Eastern Conference after 15 wins, 25 losses. And after that, the Washington Mystics ended fifth in the Eastern Conference after 14 wins and 26 losses. The Chicago Sky ended sixth in the Eastern Conference after 13 wins and 27 losses. The Dallas Wings ended fifth in the Western Conference after 9 wins and 31 losses. And the Los Angeles Sparks ended sixth in the Western Conference with 8 wins and 32 losses.
Well, all right. So we've seen who made the playoffs and who did not make the playoffs. Who shocked you towards the end of who didn't make it, who, you know, who did get in, who didn't get in? You know, maybe some of the outcome of who did and did not make the playoffs, like who has a coach and who doesn't. So what did you see there heading into the playoffs?
I was shocked by the fact that the Las Vegas Aces weren't going to the finals. That was a little unexpected for me. I'm shocked that Chicago Sky fired their head coach. I believe that's not the best decision because they didn't give her enough time. If they gave her more time, the Chicago Sky could have been better. I'm also surprised about the Atlanta Dream firing their head coach. I'm excited to see who will pick up, though. But what about you?
Well, for me, Teresa Witherspoon's exit was definitely surprising because you had a rookie head coach and a rookie team, and you felt like they was really building something, and it kind of feels like they got the rug pulled out from underneath them. What surprised me heading into the playoffs was how much stamina the New York Liberty had. When we looked at the Olympics and we saw the players who were going and the teams they were coming from, you had three teams that have more than one player go to the Olympics. So I expected all of them to come back kind of fatigued, and then it would have made the playoffs a little more interesting because some of the lowlier seeds would have had more of a shot, which did happen except for the New York Liberty. So once that happened, it kind of made the landscape a little more even to me. I think Minnesota snuck up on people, being on the outside of a lot of the media attention and superstar attention. You know, you have a lot of outside of Fee, you have a lot of just WNBA veteran players that can go get a bucket, like Courtney Williams and players like that. So what did you think about the Commissioner Cup winners making it to the WNBA Finals?
Honestly, I feel like the Minnesota Lynx haven't gotten a lot of attention this season media-wise, but they've been balling out all season. So them being Commissioner Cup winners, I feel like that snuck up on, like, the media, too, because it's not a team we primarily focus on. But and then them making the playoffs, not even just the playoffs, the finals after that, I feel like this will be a good season in Lynx history.
I agree. So when it came to the end of season awards, I saw some pushback with Nafisia Collier being named Defensive Player of the Year instead of Asia Wilson getting that and the MVP. But it looks like she's taking this playoff run as a way to kind of cement why she was chosen to be Defensive Player of the Year. What have you seen from Nafisia Collier, number 24 up there in Minnesota?
She's been balling out. You know, she's a Husky. She went to UConn. She really, I say this final season hasn't really been her coming out because people have seen what she can do. But I feel like this playoff and finals run is her way of telling the haters and all the critics to watch their mouth when they talk about her, because she puts up numbers every night. I believe she had over a 40-point night the other night in the finals. Like, nobody's doing it like her right now.
What Charles Barkley say? Put some respect on it. Put some respect on it. Okay, so leading into tonight, right, I looked at game four. I wanted to see the breakdown. And if you look at the box score, just the box score of what the Lynx scored and what the Liberty scored quarter to quarter, they were neck and neck. It really did come down to those last 2 points, those free throws shot at the end of that game. So now that we are getting back on a plane and we are headed to New York, what are you seeing tonight headed into game five, the last game five, as we move into a 7-game series next season?
Honestly, I see the Liberty taking it. They have home court advantage. And like you said, the scores are really close last game, 23-23, 22-20, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in order for the Lynx to win this game, they have to really push themselves. Like how we were mentioning earlier, the New York Liberty is a heavy stamina team. They just have a lot of energy. They know how to play fast and play hard, which is something I think the Aces struggled with a little bit. They want to play fast, but sometimes playing fast can make them a little bit sloppier. So that's something I just see in a lot of WNBA teams sometimes. So if the Lynx want to win this game, then they really need to work on their stamina. I hope they got rest in this short little break between these two games. But it's just really all about stamina. The Liberty, they're going to come out with energy. They're going to come out with aggression. They're going to win for. They're going to want to win for their home team. Like, you just have to match the energy.
Okay, so the in my opinion, the New York Liberty are big. They are a bigger team. Like even Sabrina at guard is really big. Now the Liberty, the Lynx can score and they can bang just like the Liberty. But what is it going to take to keep Jonquel Jones from taking over this game by walling off the paint?
They need hardcore lockdown defense all night. They cannot let that girl rest, because the second they let her rest, she's going to start. The second they let Jonquel go, she's going to start scoring. She's going to go off. And that's how the Liberty secure most of their wins. She's a key aspect in majority of the Liberty wins. So if Minnesota really, really, really wants to win this game, they have to make sure their defense is the one thing on pack. We all know that Minnesota can score, but can they stop the Liberty from scoring?
All right. Well, I am hoping that we are going to see some electric slide going on with Prince in the background in New York, because the Liberty has taken the thing. Okay, one last question, Saylan, and we're going to get out of here because we're getting close to a break. Unrivaled, give me something important that we need to know ending this season and leading into Stewie and Fee's new creation of 3-on-3 basketball, Unrivaled.
All right. Stewie and Fee are creating a new league called Unrivaled, and it's a 3v3 league, and it's going to have all of our favorites. It's going to have Angel Reese. Of course, it's going to have Fee and Stewie. It's going to have Courtney Williams. You just have to stay ready and see what comes. Make sure you get your tickets now. They're signing a whole bunch of media deals, and Unrivaled is really going to ball out this first season.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, Sailor. See, you got all the information that we need to stay current in this WNBA landscape, because things are changing and changing rapidly. Thank you so much, Sailor, for coming on and giving us that report.
But don't hang up. But don't hang up. don't hang up just yet, Sailor. Sam, have you ever parasailed?
No.
You know how parasailing works?
I know how it works.
Okay, so you take off and you just kind of skim it across the water, mm-hmm. and then you start to rise. Mm-hmm. That's what just happened here. In a way, I use that analogy. Because she came in there, and I'm telling you, when Selah and Noel, when y'all started going back and forth with opinions and all that, you know, because we really, you know, the scores in the beginning, I guess Selah was kind of feeling, we don't need that, Selah. When you started giving us your opinions,
yeah,
and
now
you and Noel were jockeying back and forth, y'all, Sam and I were checking the car, make sure we still had a job. You guys did a wonderful job. We have watched you ascend, Selah. It's been a few years that we have had you on, and every time you have been on with us, you have been better and better and better. And pretty soon, we're not going to be able to get to you, because she's going to be busy,
Sam. She's going to be busy, right?
She's going to be busy. See, no, I can't come on with y'all today. I'm covering this. So this segment.
Thank you.
Yeah, this little thing, and it was a brainstorm that I had yesterday, because Noelle and I were trying to figure out what we're going to do for our show. And I'm thinking, I take that back. Her father. Mm-hmm. And I talked mm-hmm. about this. And that's been the best part about this segment, Sam. We ain't heard from Terrell.
But we get to talk to him. But you know what?
We talked to him forever.
We'll talk to him because the Hawks get started this week.
And we'll be talking to Terrell next week. But Selah, thank you as always. And you did a wonderful job. And we love your opinions. And Noel loves volleying back and forth with you with your opinion. So we will be bringing you back as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And thank you for a great recap. Noel. That's your running buddy right there.
You know what I mean?
Y'all. And partner, you had Sam's head shaking all over the place.
Partner in crime.
What you talking about? You have to lock her down. Sam was like,
absolutely.
Anyway, you ready to talk some racing here?
Let's do that.
And some F1?
Let's do that.
All right, that is coming up next here. And of course, top of the hour, going to visit with Joe Patrick, sitting ready for Falcons. It is a football Sunday. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.